feel like traveling on. No pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Oh yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is right in there. I feel like traveling. Let others see the home below. I feel like traveling on, which flames devour, fades or glow. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is right in there. I feel like traveling on. Amen. I feel like traveling on. Taking a walk like Enoch. Right on home. Amen. I feel like traveling on. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It's just a privilege to be here with you tonight, gathered together in one mind and one accord to hear, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Just happy to be here with you. We have an announcement here to make that our sister Carolyn Martins has got promoted, and just, man, another one's went on and been promoted, but there's a great resurrection. We're looking forward to that. The viewing for Sister Carolyn will be at Cute's Funeral Home. The viewing will be on Tuesday, this Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then the funeral will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at the Branham Tabernacle. So just remember the Martins family in prayer, and we love them. God bless you, amen. Martins family, and we know that he'll be the comfort for you that passes all understanding. So we love you, and God bless you. Just thinking tonight in regards to the questions and answers, this came on my heart, and I was thinking about Rebecca, you know, when Abraham sent Eliezer to go get Rebecca, and I was thinking about how Genesis 24:58, how they ask her, says, "Will you go with this man?" She says, "I'm going to go. I'm going with the man, that's for sure." And I just read a quote that I'd like to read to you here. Brother Branham said on the message, Ashamed, he said in 1965, he says, quote, Eliezer, Abraham's faithful servant, the model servant of the Bible, being sent to hunt the bride for Isaac, chills run over me. Sure, that's right with the rest of my message, pulling out the bride, end quote. I love that. Brother Branham said about Eliezer, he was a trustworthy servant.
Amen.
Another thing he said about him, quote, only spoke of his master.
Amen.
Another thing Brother Branham said about him, he did not go until he was sent.
Amen.
Another thing he said about him, he says, God sent his angel with his messenger. Amen. Amen. And he had all the gifts with him to prove it. Amen. You know what he said about Rebecca? She was blood relation. I love that too. Amen. She may have had some questions, but she only got the answer from Eliezer. There wasn't anybody else. It was Eliezer.
Amen.
She went with Eliezer. She stayed with Eliezer, and she listened to Eliezer and what he had to say. She wasn't following anybody else.
Amen.
And Eliezer was the one that led her and presented her to Isaac.
Amen.
I love that too. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. You might have 10,000 instructors, but there's only one in this day that has, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
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 Brother Branham said on this message that we're going to hear tonight, he says, quote, this is on tape, and you may be playing it years after I'm gone, end quote.
Amen.
And amen, we're still playing it, and we're still hearing it. And it's still the word of the Lord. Still an absolute. Amen. It's a one-man message. Amen. You might have 10,000 instructors, but you follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. All the way to glory. You know, there was no way that Rebecca would have ever got to Isaac unless she stayed with Eliezer.
Amen.
There's no other way. Amen. So God bless you tonight and be with you. Now, if we could just change our positions now, if we could just all stand. We have many prayer requests, but that just means we have more victories. Amen. Our God never fails. Never. Never once has He ever failed us. He's always, every time, never amiss. Always hit the target every single time. And we just thank Him for it. Just thank the Lord. It's just beyond what I could think or imagine. But we just love our Lord Jesus. And He sent His prophet. And you know, I was listening to the tape on testimony this morning when Brother Branham was talking about how that woman had died and how he began to pray for her. And Satan says, oh, that's just her nerves. And he just kept on praying for her. And finally, she gripped his hand and she came forth. And then he said he went out and he got out on the street there and he saw all the people and the people didn't know him. He saw this little colored sister there and she was wanting to know where her daddy was. And he was saying on there how that he just stood and she bumped into him. And he says it was like hypocritical, but he says, you don't really believe that healing and everything like that. She says, if you'll just get me to that man, I'll find my daddy.
Amen.
Brother, when she found out that was Brother Branham, she took a hold of my lapel's coat and wouldn't let it go. He says, sister, he says, are you the healer? He says, no, I'm Brother Branham. And so he prayed for her.
Amen.
And the Lord delivered her and gave her sight. Praise the name of the Lord. If we can get the angels, if you can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. And while we were hearing that tape as a family, just the presence of the Lord, I said, honey, did you just realize what we just heard? If we can get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. I said, oh, we've got it right now. What a time we had this morning. That same God's here with us today. Amen. Since we just, but we believe His prophet. We believe Him. And we shall receive. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Thank you for your mercy and your grace to us, Lord. We're so unworthy to even bring these requests before you. But one day, Lord, you bore those stripes, Father. You died on Calvary for us, Lord, Father. You saved us, Lord. And by those stripes, we're healed, Lord. Lord, there's several prayer requests in here, Father. Different brothers that are sick, Lord. There's prayer requests out there in the audience, Father, tonight, Lord. Our brothers and sisters are in need of you, Father, Lord. You've never failed us one time, Father. You are a healer, Lord. Father God, just provide for each need, Lord. Provide with the brothers and sisters, Father. Whatever they have need of, Lord, whether it be sickness, Lord, or salvation, or maybe they're just struggling in their home life, Father, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would just come down, Lord. Be amongst them, Father. Father God, we love you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We're confident, Lord, that you're going to answer these needs, Lord. We place them before you, Lord. Lord, truly, you are Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we love you, Father. We thank you once again, Lord. Lord, be with the Brother Joseph and the Gospel team in a special way tonight, Lord. And the church there where they're having services, Father, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit would come down and bless the people,
yes,
Lord. We know that it will, Father, Lord, because they're going to be playing a tape of your message, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father. We ask these things in your precious and wonderful name in full confidence, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Happy to be traveling on tonight.
Amen.
Brother Samuel brought us out to traveling on, and now the saints are going to go marching in. So will you sing that with me?
Amen.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number. Saints go marching in
on the course.
Oh, when the saints go marching.
marching in, and then when we get there, we're going to be listening for our name.
Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening.
Just name.
Those prayer requests are answered now. Everything in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When we come in that name, nothing can stand before it. If you just please stand and we'll get ready for the tape. Get ready to welcome Brother Samuel back to the pulpit to introduce the tape. And just ask the Lord to fill our cup tonight.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and cleanse this thirsting of my soul. O bread of heaven, feed me till
it's an honor to introduce Brother Branham to you and invite him to this pulpit this time with Thus Saith the Lord. God bless you.